Okay, I haven't lately. Been following the new Facebook group. Vedic Inquirer. And the one called Progressive Rationalism. Where, well, I guess you shouldn't be if you want to crawl into a comfortable bed and pull the blanket over the cell. I mean, it's tough, it's rough. Sometimes that's what it takes to get real. And I think that the leaders of ISKCON should look out, I mean, outside of their comfortable rooms. Because it's roaring here and there, out there. And it might be wider than you think. You know, some ladies in Iran taking off their head covering. Are now shaking the whole government and state. Well, here we have some women and children. And karma is a bitch, so I know it has worked. Seemingly well for many years now. To float on top of things. But Krishna gives and Krishna takes. And all we can be sure about is that we can always somehow serve Krishna and think of Krishna, even if we find ourselves alone in a little path of a dark forest. Which, trust me, is a walk that many of us ordinary little devotees have. Gone through, or are going through. But I am not going to dwell on that, not because I'm in some state of denial. Even if it's uncomfortable and we like to fill our minds with nicer things, I'm reading almost every text and comment there because I think that it's time to do that. Seriously listen to what to the voices of those who have been abused. That's the least we can do. And if I would have been an ISKCON leader, which I haven't been, in more than 20 years. Thanks God, I want to say. When I would do that, I would sit there humbly reading carefully every statement. Especially by the children of devotees who had to go through this mess. And I would not defend myself. I would just shut up and read carefully, trying to picture myself in their situation. We all remember how it is to be a little child. It shouldn't be hard. And if you do that and you don't end up crying, I mean for real, then I think you should resign. I mean, well, you know what I mean. But The reason I am not going to dwell further on that topic is because it's being done so much better by those who know so much more than I do. Elsewhere, like in those Facebook groups I just mentioned, I would just like to see those humble leaders present there, showing that they are listening, engaging humbly in a dialogue with the rest of us. It doesn't take that much to do. You don't have to write long texts, large philosophical explanations. But just show that you are there, that you're listening, and actually listening emphatically with empathy, real empathy. But you know, I have a purpose and a focus here in this channel, and it is really how to enjoy a happy life in Krishna consciousness, even in spite of, and I'm talking about each and every one of us, in spite of the madness that sometimes occurs in this world. Because like, you know, I'm just me. I went through the same as many of us as I joined ISKCON in 78, washing the pots, going on Arnon, selling the books, making the books, making magazines, radio, being temple president, and working with the Mayapur project too, a little. But since like 23 years back, I'm just me, working, living privately, as many of us do. Raising family and trying to be a good father and so on. And now I'm retiring gradually, and I can just say honestly that if Krishna takes care of us, if we just stop trying to think that we are great, we're gonna fix it. Just depend on Krishna, and that's kind of the life. Wisdom I've been given. I'm just helpless without the mercy of Sri Sri Gandharika Giridhar, which our deed is here. But you know, there are and we all know it. That's where I just want to draw your attention a little bit here on this channel. This Krishna consciousness, this Vaishnava culture, this bhakti path is so nice and so beautiful. And I know when I joined, many of us were musicians and artists, and because we saw the beauty there. And well, I'm like that too. So I'm just trying to use my creative nature on the service of Krishna, and I've always done so. We all have our nature that we can use in Krishna service. Isn't it nice? I mean, if those who are running ISKCON now can get it together and make it the way that many of us can see that it should and could be, and hopefully will be, if they get it together and I would say the key word to that is respect, Vaishnava, respect, loving, friendly, humble relationships between devotees, everyone. And the right people in the right positions according to nature and qualification, guna karma, you know, that's what varnashram is to me. So it could start to function socially too, because I would say that's what's dysfunctional, the social structure there. But if they won't, if they don't, which is unfortunately not that uncommon in religious organizations, they just get stuck. Well, we don't have to wait. We don't have to sit there and be depressed. We have Krishna, we have the beautiful Sankirtan mission. We have the Hare Krishna mantra, we have the mercy of the acharyas and the Gorni Thai. We have everything. And what did Prabhupada do when Gaudiya Math ended up in a similar situation? That's what he did. He went out in the world, even breaking new paths and land, and just trying his best to, according to his ability, to spread this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's, and if we want to follow him, that's what we do. Doesn't mean that you split or leave or whatever. It's not about organization, it's about Krishna. So anyway, if you can identify with what I'm babbling here, then just subscribe, and I really appreciate your comments also here. I'm just speaking my thoughts and you can speak yours, and please make your own channel too. Just take advantage of this wonderful modern media.